Fourth One.
Boogie in the morning. Hiya. Hello, Arlene.
Hello, morning.
And hello, Marty.
Morning, hiya.
So, as you probably know, my wife is pregnant. Well, she's in the drop zone now, so it could happen at any time.
Yeah.
We got people texting in and tweeting us saying, well, if you think it's easy, why don't you get one of these machines that simulates what it's like to have a contraction? And it's called a TENS machine. So I've got one. And I'm now wearing it. Arlene has the control in her hand.
Yeah. So which button do I hit?
There's a button there that says boost.
Yeah.
Do not press that. Because apparently that just puts it to full power, like boom, straight away. And so, that, genuinely, didn't do that, Arlene.
Okay, so can you feel that?
Yes, I can feel that.
Can you?
Yeah.
Right, well, I'm not doing anything.
What level's it on?
That's on 3.
What does it go up to?
15.
5 out of 15 on each side.
Yeah, do you want me to notch it up?
Right, stop. Stop. You pressed the boost button! Press stop! Quick! How'd you get it off? Is it too late now to say sorry? Because I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry?
It's all wired up. We'd had a little try. Lots of people saying, I've got tears streaming down my face. Cannot wait for the big moment.
You accidentally hit the boost button,
didn't you? I did. And that was purely accidental. Then we got a call. And it turns out his beautiful wife, Amy, needs the TENS machine more than we do. So he's had to leg it. I can't believe after all this time he's headed off.
I was at the business end.
Oh, were you?
Ooh. I caught Amelia. That's my daughter. As she came out. And, well, they land with a bit of a splash.
They do, yes. It's a bit slippery.
No, I don't want to put you... don't want to put you off your breakfast or anything, but it was like... It was like, whoa, whoa. It's like trying to catch a bar of soap. It was the most bizarre thing.
I think well done you for doing all of that, you know. Yeah. Was it Robbie Williams who says that being at the business end was like watching your favourite pub burn down?
Yeah, I now know what Robbie meant. Time for Kid in the Kitchen. It's a kid telling us a funny joke. Fourth One, hi, who's this?
Scott.
How old are you, mate?
6.
What's your joke?
Why do the Teletubbies have to go to the toilet at the same time?
I don't know. Why did the Teletubbies have to go to the toilet at the same time?
Because they only have one Tinky Winky.
I thought, if we can't take you to the festival, let's bring the festival to you.
What do you mean?
Let's hold our own music festival just for you.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be quite cool.
There's loads of things that we need for this. Firstly, we need some acts. So, Marty, I'm going to put you in charge of acts.
Okay.
Okay, so you're in charge of sourcing some acts for the music festival.
I want an act that reflects my sort of taste of music, then.
Arlene, there is no way we're going to get Drake at such short notice.
No. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
One more time before I go. Higher powers taking a hold on me. Now, the one thing that we couldn't say on the radio was where it was happening, because we couldn't risk loads of folk turning up. It would have been a nightmare with security and stuff like that. And the other reason we couldn't tell you was because it was a surprise for Arlene. The festival happened in Arlene's garden.
It was a bit of a surprise on Friday when you told me.
And it was brilliant. And we managed to keep it a secret from you. Work, 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 but you gotta put work, 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 work.
work. You don't gotta go to work, 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 work. Let my body do the work, 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 work. This Friday is Superhero Day for Cash for Kids. We don't know what we're going to do this year yet. Until now, I have the envelope and it says, on Thursday, you three will become Super Van.
Super Van.
We've hired a van for you to use on Thursday. Your mission is to source as many items as you can from local businesses and travel around Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife, collecting them and putting them into the back of the van. On Friday, every person who donates a fiver to Cash for Kids during your show will go into the draw to win everything that is in the van.
We've just arrived at Fort Kinnaird, so we're here at Martin & Frost, about to pick up some fabulous furniture. What?
I've been told I need to go round the back, so I'm going to give you this. I've got to drive now.
Lovely. And then I think we're off to B&M, because they've got a big barbecue pack for us. Mm. And then... Oh, what is that? Have you just crashed into something?
Oh, we are live. You do realise we are live on Fort Floodlight Out.
Okay, I don't know what's happening, but he's got out the bus. By the way, Boogie was driving, not me.
Where'd you work, Kelly? What do you do?
I work for HMRC in Tyhill. Hill.
That's good.
You couldn't make it up. You know how you sent that text for Supervan?
Yes.
Kelly, you're the winner!
You are kidding.
No, you've won the lot. All 42 items.
Oh my God.
And it's all tax-free. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older. Friday, it's the 1st of April. Arlene, good morning.
Good morning. Let me start off with this story in Kirstorfen Road, St John's Road, about an ostrich slash rhea which has potentially escaped from Edinburgh Zoo, which is now causing chaos on the roads. Public are being advised not to approach the bird. You can probably hear scepticism in my voice because I think you're trying to pull a fast one on me.
Arlene just received an email.
Mm-hmm. And it says, Arlene, whilst on holiday, Boogie plotted to catch you out with an April Fool. Road report, ostrich running it free about from the zoo. The zoo does not have any ostrich.
Douglas, so, why would you spoil it? Why would you send
you
that? Why
would you spoil our party?
Spoiling everybody's fun.
Was this an April Fool?
Of course it was an April
it
Fool,
It was
Arlene.
Not!
Yes, it was.
Everybody's in on it except you.
You are a shower of... Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. You... fluff this up on the settee. Yes! Shut up! You fluff it up on the settee.
You fluff it up.
You know what I mean?
She said cushion. She got out. God, she could have said anything, but she said cushion. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. We all need to do it today, so everybody, break it down.
Got this feeling in my body.
It's got the feeling.
Got this feeling in my body. Come on.
What happened there?
Boogie in the morning.
Fourth one.